I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Radical elements of Sunni Islam have killed at least 18 Lebanese soldiers, and it's affected Kids Alive International. The clashes broke out when a checkpoint was attacked in Sidon, the home of Kids Alive's joint project New Horizons Center. Kids Alive's Matt Parker says the violence forced it to close a week early. It's just too risky for the staff. New Horizons Center provides vital education and other support in the name of Christ. Would you pray for them? And have you ever planned to purchase something down the road, and then God gives you an opportunity to purchase it early and save tons of money? Mission Aviation Fellowship's John Boyd says they've got an opportunity to purchase two new Kodiak planes at a price that would save the ministry well over $500,000. Purchase is part of MAF's strategic upgrade initiative. Planes will be headed for Indonesia. You can help at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Join our social scene on Facebook or Twitter. Links to both can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.